I am curious what a guy like Jordy, because Jordy's got the the high pants vibe. Like I'm always curious, like, what would Jordy look like if the suit?
If you were on the sideline, dressed like you were at Kyle's wedding, that'd be fire.
Yeah,
same shoes too.
That's the thing. I wouldn't be comfortable. Oh, I got the Kobe's on today.
No, I said, what shoes did you have on?
Not relevant.
What?
What?
Sorry, what shoes were it?
Yeah, I mean, people want to know. Now Jesse wants to know. Yeah,
maybe I want to get them for my wedding. Yeah, maybe I can get them for my wedding. Yeah. Maybe I can afford them. What kind of shoes were they? So I can look it up real quick.
No.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, so I can look it up. What was the name of the shoes?
Okay.
I won't even say
it's for my,
I'll just look it up.
It's my wedding. Come
I'm
on.
I'm curious now. You know what I mean?
Your wife won't let you wear these for the wedding. We've
damn it, I'm a grown man, Damian Barling. I wear what I want.
I was able to get a pair of the Jordan Dior Lows.
Wow.
Okay, let me look that up.
Now that is, make the distinction that they're Lows. I didn't get, they're not the highs. They're the Lows. Yes, it does. You can look the two up. They're very different.
Hold on. No, he's right. I looked up Jordan Dior low price. I'm on all.
So whatever you're about to say isn't even remotely close to what it costs.
You're right. Fine. The first one, it says they're $134. Fine. The next one says they're $18,000. D-Lo says they're not the first one.
Yo, I'm telling you guys, you got the wrong guy the entire time, man. Yeah. It's not me. It's
D-Lo him. Says it's not the $134 one. It's the $18,000 one, he said. You heard him.
That's not what I said.
It's not the first one.
That's not what I said. I said I didn't pay anything close to what you're about to say. And there is a distinct difference, price difference, between the lows and the highs.
Everyone
wants the highs.
These lows,
you wear a size 12, don't you?
No, I wear a size 10 and a half.
We'll go with a 12. Yeah, that price crazy.
Wow.
That price crazy.
This is not even real.
It's 12.5.
We'd buy a 12 because maybe you'll grow into it eventually.
12.5 for some 12s. 12.5.
No, those are resale prices.
You got them at Foot Locker?
I didn't get them at Foot Locker.
Okay, well, we got to go with the resale then.
I didn't get them on resale either.
Oh, wow. You got a guy?
Well,
Big Mike?
Well, he knows Jordan.
I got a girl.
Yeah, he knows Jordan.
Okay. Are we finished?
And right now, this guy is crazy, bro. Bro, he tried to make the distinction. The lows cost more than the highs.
That's what I'm
That's
saying.
Not true.
It is true. I'm looking at it right now. The lows are more expensive than the highs. Yo, like you said, I get you now, Jesse. He was trying to let us know. Don't look at that brokey price of the highs.
The money I have saved up for the wedding now might cover a pair of those shoes. Like, hey, babe, sorry, wedding's off. Like, look at my shoes, though.
Wedding's off.
Look at my shoes. Pretty sweet, huh?
That is a pair of shoes. One, I was obviously very fortunate to get. It's the only pair I have that I'm actually scared. Like, I don't wear them.
Why don't you sell them?
It's just kind of a thing. Like, because she helped me get them, I wouldn't sell them.
I gotcha.
I think they could track that, too. You might know that better than I do.
I wouldn't
if I get them from her, I won't. I was like, I would never sell them.
Yeah. Feel the same way. I feel the same way about my brokey Jordans that I get.
Okay. That's not.
I just got some random little sixes, bro. They're no kind of name, nothing, no nothing. Just random. I wouldn't sell them.
Bro, we have a turkey that is invading our backyard.
You got turkeys out there?
Man.
It's a turkey, and I just got a picture. Apparently, she's dropping eggs.
Oh.
No, you got, no. Nah.
Oh. Mm-mm.
Nope, not in my backyard.
Oh, hell no.
Toss that over to the neighbor's fence.
Bro, hey, I'm calling, SPCA?
Yeah.
I'm calling them, bro. You got to get them.
Hey, you can lay your eggs here. You want to be my dinner on Thanksgiving.
The turkey has gotten in the pool.
Oh. Get the water out.
So look. No, man, it can't happen. SPCA, get him before I kill him. Get him before I kill him.
Exactly.
Oh, come on.
PETA, man. If you'd like to show up as well, figure this out, please.
The disrespect, the audacity for them to just get into the pool like that. Wow. I can understand. You know, when you go out into nature and you're like, hey, you're in their house, leave them alone. Like, no, bro, you're in my house. Get away.
David Jackson says that turkey eggs are going about $75 a dozen right now.
Well, this one's, I just got a picture of it. It's broken. Like, I don't know, maybe.
Hey, stay away from it, too, because they're going to think that you did it, and she's going to come beat your ass. Don't touch those eggs.
You might have to move.
That's a good point.
Why are they in my backyard?
You got to move a week after.
I don't think they're in your backyard. I think your house is in their backyard.
Poor
guy. Hey, that's crazy. Yeah, you
just got the pool.
I'd be pretty pissed off if a turkey was in my pool that I just got built and all that. Because now, like, that's disgusting, I feel.
What if she tell the homies too?
Well, yeah. That's what we're worried about. That's what we're worried about. Like, I looked up, how do you keep turkeys out of your pool? Do you know what you have to do? Scare them. That's the only way to do it.
Sprout, get out here.
Oh, yeah, right.
Sprout gets a bargain.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, they're comfortable enough to lay eggs at your house, too.
So I'm trying to...
That's low-key a studio apartment
you
now.
You don't have to worry about in the slums where I live.
Yeah.
This is terrible. It's just walking across the fence, just having a good
is
old
this
time.
Live?
Smug?
No, it's not live. Yeah, that's exactly what
gotcha,
it is.
Yeah, you know.
I got a video of the turkey walking across the fence, and then I guess the turkey came back because there's a picture of the egg on the pavers.
Yeah, I don't want no turkeys at the crib, man. I don't want no turkeys at the crib. I'm cool, man. I am cool.
You want to go to your house real quick to handle this? Me and KC can handle a show.
Yeah, no, because we got another show to do.
We'll come back.
No turkeys at the crib and no shooting shirtless in an empty arena.
There's a turkey in my backyard. It's today's show title.
whoa. What you talking about, Rachel? What you talking about? We got those two in Peacocks and EG. Chill.
Oh, you got rich birds.
She lives in a rich bird.
I was going to say.
No, she live in a different part of town.
A peacock is a rich bird.
She live in a different part of town. She don't live in my part of town.
I don't even know if I've ever seen a peacock.
Well, you do always say you live on the five side of this, as if like that's the great side of Elk Grove and stuff. Wow. Like, doubt
you
they
turn
have
your
that on
nose
the 99,
up at
right?
the 99
yeah,
side.
So I doubt, like, where else
yeah,
could
but
you
if
live?
You go, if you go where she's at in Elk Grove on the 99 side, that's when it gets real rich. That's when they have areas called... estates, like this is the Sheldon Estates. That's where Rachel is.
See,
that's rich.
We just got apartment birds. That's it.
Got pigeons.
Yeah.
Got squirrels.
Oh, you know, squirrels are out there all the time.
We had like a couple of.
We've hit
I
the Animal Planet hour of D'Lo and Casey.
You didn't know it's 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock on Friday.
To be clear, I tried to book James. James was like, "We're going to Turkey or something," which perfect fitting. And so, and you know, Katie was like, "Hey, can I zoom in? I must have done something really stupid," because she was like, she texts, "Do you know what you got for Easter? Like, do you know what you ordered for Easter?" You know, we were talking about the. I was like, "No, why?" She was like, "Do you have a time where I could join the show?" And I'm like, "Oh, Jesus Christ." I was like, "Yeah, actually, our 3 o'clock hour is free." She's like, "Okay, I want to show you what you got." I was like, "Oh, okay." So I have no idea. I must have done something really stupid for her to be like, "I want to show the whole chatty house this." And this was all before the turkey dropped the egg in our backyard.
That one is crazy. That is crazy.
What's that?
It's just one egg that's been dropped?
There's just one egg there.
You can't really touch that either because, like, the turkey didn't get
but
all
it's
territorial,
broke.
Right?
Like, the egg is broke.
Yeah,
the turkey
just,
don't know that, though.
Yeah, he don't. And then stay away because he's going to see it broke.
So what am I going to do? Leave the egg there?
Man. Don't want to mess with life.
She might just beat your ass.
Yeah. Hey, she's going to think you broke it.
Oh, man.
Man, now I got to cover up the doggy door.
Has this ever happened before where you had a turkey in the backyard?
No.
Like, in that area?
No. No, this is all new. I ain't lived here, but since it ain't even been a full year. This is the 11th month.
RIP to that little turkey, though. RIP.
Didn't even get to become dinner.
They got a lot of turkeys
this
on
this
the
terrible
freeway on the way to my house. They'll never venture over.
Yeah, the Sacramento turkeys, that was a new thing that I learned when I moved over here.
That Sacramento has turkeys?
Yeah. I remember walking to Sac State on the little American River Trail back there. Yeah, it's a big old bird right there.
I think I told you guys when I was at the Mike Bibby press conference, I was looking around for the building, and I got to a point where the door was there, and I was like, oh, here's the door to the entrance to it. And I was like, oh, wait, maybe it's not. And then I turned to my left to, like, make a move, like, around the building. Saw this big turkey. I said, nope, this is the entrance. This is the entrance here.
I'm not a bird
guy. I'll be going through this door. Turkeys are, like, I don't know, 5 feet?
Oh, yeah, they're big birds. How do you even get rid of a turkey, too? You should toss it over the fence?
I have no idea, but I'm watching the camera of Katie discovering the egg, and she's looking. It's in the middle. There's nothing above it. And she's just
like it fell out the sky?
Like, where did it come from? Oh, my God. This is terrible. This is terrible. This turkey better start paying rent.
Oh, Warren dude. Says that the turkeys are protected in Sacramento.
Oh, and there
so
it is. Okay,
they're protected.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Fine. Protect them. Just come get them out of the house.
Wait a second. What is this
talking about?
I found the video of the turkey. The turkey has the egg, like, in its mouth.
Oh, did it just drop off the bad egg to you?
It did.
Oh, that's a diss.
And then walked around. Oh, I bet this little
bitch.
This little bitch go for the pool.
Yeah, the turkey dropped off his bad egg. And
Did it get in my pool?
This is a sign of disrespect.
It walked. Oh, hold on. It's at the edge.
Needs to be answered.
It lives there now.
Yeah. That's either that turkey's house or you.
This day sucks, dude.
You got a new pet? You got a new pet?
We'll come back.
Congratulations.
We really talked turkeys for 13 minutes.
This day is terrible. Absolutely terrible. And spoiler alert, it's not going to get better. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320. All right. We have been discussing the great turkey takeover during the entire commercial break. Katie from the Wake Up Call is kind enough to join us in this 3 o'clock hour that has gone straight to hell. But it's not about the turkey that has invaded our backyard or our pool or potentially laid an egg. We're not really entirely sure, but this is about
it laid an egg.
Well, I do have footage if we ever need it of you chasing the turkey away. So I didn't realize that was there, but it's there. We have it.
We have an egg discussion to be had.
Okay.
Let me start by saying I love you very much.
Okay. Okay.
You're the love of my life.
Uh-huh.
No other partner has ever said, what can I do for Easter? I said, maybe get some eggs and we can put candy in them.
Mm-hmm.
All make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
We talked about this.
And you said, babe, yes, absolutely. Stepdaddy D-Lo, in effect.
Okay.
The package came today.
Okay.
Do you know what you ordered?
Dior Jordans.
I guess I don't.
Okay. I'd like to tell you what you ordered. You ordered 500 plastic eggs. And
that's a lot.
this is not even half the box.
Hey, this is like when Jeff Bezos probably tries to go grocery shopping.
That's a lot.
It keeps going.
Yeah. Oh.
No, we're doing fine. There's a whole half a box here that I haven't even unpacked yet.
All right.
Well, how many do you think we need?
One of those bags.
Half of a bag.
We're done. Oh. One bag. That's maybe 30. When I opened the box, first of all, when the box came, I need everybody to know the boxes never stop coming to Casa de Katie, mm-hmm. also known as D'Lo's mansion. Well, okay.
It is a mansion.
I said, babe, can I open these boxes? He said, yes, honey, of course. I open the box and I see 500 pieces. I said, well, surely that can't be right because we have two underage children that we are doing Easter for. No.
Well, there's.
You said you're going to get candy for all of these.
Did the candy not arrive? Pieces of
candy and maybe $100 in ones because sometimes you put money in them.
How many eggs did you think you were buying?
I don't know. I just needed eggs to get here by tomorrow or Saturday.
Also, there's another box that just says Happy Easter Jubilee.
Those are the eggs with the stuffed animals in them.
Okay.
So we already cooking.
So we got the stuffed animals and then the egg. We got those eggs we can put the candy in.
So I have to tell you, I already put that package away. It's not that.
What is it?
Sir.
Well, what? I don't know.
Tell me what it is.
We're going to find out why.
It's the candy. Okay. Guys, it's the candy.
Well, what did you put away?
Well, no, I think she put away the eggs with the stuffed animals in it. Well, I bought eggs with stuffed animals in it because I thought we'd put the... I didn't realize I ordered 500 plastic eggs.
You didn't realize, like, $200 for 500 eggs was a little too weird, maybe?
Also, the kits have already dyed eggs, so there are already...
Sell them.
What's 24 times 2? 48?
Yep.
48 already pre-dyed regular eggs, not to be confused with the turkey eggs.
Do we hide the real eggs too? We don't hide those eggs.
Yeah. We don't do anything. The Easter Bunny does it.
It's a good point.
Yep.
Yeah.
We leave it all out.
Yep.
And then at roughly 4 a.m.,
on a Sunday.
Something. Mm-hmm. The Easter Bunny comes and puts the eggs out. And some of them are harder to find because some people are 11 and some people are 4. And then they collect them.
That is dedication. That is great parenting. Because you say at 4 a.m., you go hide these eggs. No, at about, well, I shouldn't say no, but I'll say in some other households, hey, you guys go upstairs for 30 minutes at about 2 p.m. Go upstairs for 30 minutes. We'll call you when it's time to come back down. And then you go out there and you put them in a tree.
In our household, we are awake for, he is awake for at least 3 hours before any other human. Opens their eyes and acknowledges that this is a world.
I have great news, though. We probably never need to buy plastic Easter eggs again. Do you need plastic Easter eggs? Because I have some.
I don't think so. I think they already got them. Else I would.
Okay. Well, I would. Look, we have them moving forward.
Just
so.
Go to Kohl's.
Yes, we
just
do.
Go to Kohl's.
Oh, there's a whole other half a box.
Okay. You could just go to Kohl's and go to the little Amazon return spot.
No. Go to D'Lo.com.
Yeah, what if we brand them?
No?
D'Lo and Casey Easter eggs.
D'Lo and Casey Easter eggs. Look, they were purple ones. We could call them like the eggs. All right. There's gold ones. We could call those the KC eggs.
We do have those. Yeah. Yes.
We could make this work. We'll figure out. What do I tell you? Don't put me in charge of this stuff. Don't put me in charge of food orders or the Amazon orders.
You do say stop letting me order things.
That's right.
And now, I keep letting you order things.
So
that's my fault.
15 minutes later, who's to blame?
It's always me.
That's right.
But who's the cutest?
Me.
No, it's you are. Also
you
are. Me.
Yes, it is also you. Thank you.
Where's the turkey?
Thank you for.
Thank
you for fending off the turkey. Click the link again.
Where's the turkey? I'll punch that bitch.
Oh. Click the link again if the turkey comes back, so we can watch you chase it.
I'm not gonna let anybody do that.
Well,
do not post that.
Okay. Content.
Damien, I swear to God, do not post that.
I won't.
I'm in a bathing suit. Do not let people watch me chase a turkey.
All right. I will see you shortly.
Okay. I love you.
Okay. Love you back. All right.
Bye.
Great. 500 plastic.
No, I got a question now. KC, just talking to you.
Yeah. What's good?
What is richer? Having your Jordans or unknowingly buying 500 plastic Easter eggs?
I think it's the Easter eggs, big dog. To be honest with you, I mean, it's just like, it's whatever. Like
stuff like that. Like, if I go to Party City, I gotta grab 30 Easter eggs.
Yeah, it's just like, whatever, here, man. Just
you low-key, add to cart. Yeah, buy. Got it done.
Here. I'm not even reading. What?
Yeah.
Hey, what? Don't read Easter the eggs? Price, nothing. Just whatever, here, bro. Get out of my face so I can move on to other rich things that I'm doing. Here.
I'm telling you, it's like when Jeff Bezos, I'm sure, goes grocery shopping or something. Like, oh, let me buy 30 apples. Hey, this is what people do, right?
You think D-Lo is going to go into space?
Maybe he's going to fake going into space. I don't think we know how real that is.
Well,
she's still listening. I'm getting in trouble because I didn't say I love you too. So you can still hear me. I love you too. I won't put you back on camera because you're not dressed appropriately. But maybe I thought it said 50.
Maybe. That sounds right.
But I ordered it with a bunch of other stuff. That's why I wasn't paying attention. Like I ordered it. Like I had to get a new coffee maker. I'm almost this close to finally getting the new air fryer.
Oh man, yeah, come on, man, get the air fryer where you can make steak.
Get the new air fryer. Oh, what a mess!
Delivery Joe just tweeted us. Maybe we do like a 24/7 cam on that egg if it hatches.
Y'all aren't listening. The egg is broken.
It's done. We can't tape it up. We can't tape it up.
No, if there was something in there, it's dead.
Damn.
Hey.
Murder was committed in D-Lo's backyard.
I'm trying to see something here. I mean, the guy just... He just ordered just like, here, eggs, click, 4-5 times, here, whatever, get away. Because there's no 500 eggs here. There's no 500. He clearly just put them in the car.
No, that's not true.
He clearly just put them in the car and was like, here, four times. Here, just go.
You picked a quantity of 10 or something then for 50 Easter eggs.
There's no.
That's so rich. He
man.
Just said, here.
Yeah, run it up.
Get away.
Run it up.
I've got other rich things to do.
That can't possibly be what happened.
They have a 210-piece Easter egg.
That's an odd number. It's a weird number. Why is it 210, not 200?
They have a 150. This is even worse. A 144. What's that all about?
Yeah, what is that? 12 times 12?
Might be.
A dozen by a dozen, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, no.
We do math.
Wow. No, I think it's the Easter egg thing, bro.
Yeah,
no
low question. Key.
Because there's just so much.
I would get yelled at if I did that in my house. It's like, how could you not be so sure? Like, we can't be wasting money on 500 Easter eggs.
Well, no, can't we take them back? Can we just?
Yeah, go to Kohl's.
And then just, okay, and then, but I still have
but
to get plastic
you can't keep 50,
Easter
though,
eggs.
Yeah.
No, maybe. You got enough. What do you mean?
But you got to return
all of them.
Well,
I can't take
them.
Part of them back.
You keep one bag and take the rest of them
back. Yeah, just tape it up, actually.
That's dishonest.
No, I don't think you ordered a 500 set. I don't see a 500 set. I think you clicked on quantity and said 7.
That's insane.
That's what happened.
That is absolutely insane.
It's not dishonest. It's like driving 70 at a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit. It's fine. You could always donate.
There's a 264. That's probably another dozen situation.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe you did. Maybe
YMCA
you did.
What about donate 450 plastic?
They do like Easter egg
hunts
at like YMCA's, Boys and Girls Club, stuff like that. I'm sure.
Yeah, you could do that.
Help the community.
I think what you did was you said quantity 2 on the 250. That sounds about right.
why was he buying 250 Easter eggs?
I think it say 25
maybe. Maybe so.
D-Lo's financial person. You sure you want to buy 500 Easter eggs?
Oh, here's a 400 piece. Well, I don't. Maybe you don't want to answer. How much did you pay? You don't know.
He does, I told you, he doesn't know. He's just like, Easter eggs, here. Cool. Just add to here, cart, buy here. Now, whatever.
My bad. I don't even know why I asked that question. Just here. I asked because there is a 400 piece set. That's for $46.
Yeah, Angelo's right. I'm afraid to check my order history. I don't even want to know what it is.
You're set for life.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
You are good.
I mean, the youngest is 4. That's a lot of Easters coming up. Where, like,
Let me see. Hold on. Cause let's just.
I would love to know how the Tooth Fairy works in your house.
I don't know how the Tooth Fairy works.
So I'm saying, Easter works.
I don't know how any of this
eggs.
Works.
Lose the tooth at Dave's house. You might wake up with $200.
Well, I think this is about right. I think you're good. Because okay. My math and maybe the age is off, but I just did 14 years.
Okay.
I did 30 Easters.
Okay.
Over the next, or 30, excuse me, 30 eggs.
Okay.
Over the next 14 years. That puts you at 420.
Over the next 14 years, is she going?
Is 4.
She is. So is she going to go 18. Easter egg hunting at 17?
She's going to have to now.
It's better Easter egg hunting.
You're going to be Easter egg hunting at 44.
Morgan, your college tuition is in one of those. You might want
to. Yeah, what if you find it, you go to college.
If you don't, oh well.
If not, the turkey got it. Oh, man.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah, just, I mean. Sure.
So I think what we do is we pack up the 500 pack of eggs, mm-hmm. return it, and then go where do you to Target?
Kohl's.
How do you not know where to get Easter eggs, bro?
Oh, where
I
to
need
get
to get ones for this weekend.
Oh man, go to Dollar Tree, bro.
Go to Target, Dollar Tree.
Yeah, go to Dollar Tree.
Walmart. Yeah. Winkle, I'm sure, has them.
I really don't like the way either of you are talking.
No, I don't think I could ever make a rich joke about Casey again, going forward.
Yeah, but go to Dollar Tree, man. Dollar Tree to get Easter eggs and Easter cards.
And we would turn this into content.
Cards.
Yeah, happy Easter.
Okay. What? Cards are a waste.
This guy's been $90 million dollars on Easter eggs and won't get a card.
Have you gotten the Easter egg the Easter basket?
That's tomorrow morning.
Okay. Just do content from now on, maybe this summer. D-Lo tries to buy regular things.
Scout, that's a good point. Or no, who said that? Iggy? Who said it? Where that? Oh, no, it was Brian. D-Lo would be caught dead in a Dollar Tree. That's a good point.
That still through his Winco.
That's a good point. What's the cheapest store you go to?
My mission in life is to never step into a store. Just what I need is from Amazon. And if I have to go to a store, it's a grocery store. I ain't been to a Target. And I think since we were driving to Lodi and had to go to the bathroom.
See, crazy, I'm old school with that, man. I'll go into a store. And you know,
I don't like going into.
Another thing that I won't do as well is I'm not going to go to the self-checkout.
See, that's
wait,
fine.
Why?
Don't be
because,
going
to. Man, they taking jobs away.
Well, no, go to self-checkout if you got 2 things. Nah, if you got 20 things in your cart, stop going to self-checkout.
Little 17-year-old Stacy who's just trying to have a little job. She can't have it no more because we don't need you. We got self-checkout.
You know why Stacy's always going to have a job? Because someone's always going to buy alcohol. And you can't check out alcohol at the self-checkout line.
They usually get a self-checkout watcher now, too.
Well, if it comes between Stacy and Keisha, one of them got to go. They ain't got enough room for both of them.
Well, I know which one out of those two it is.
So I ain't going to self-checkout.
Good for you.
Self-checkout's fine.
My goal is to not go to the store.
I get it. Stop going to self-checkout with 20 things. All right? Because you don't want to talk to nobody. Go get your ass in line.
You get 20 things.
Yeah.
And at some point, it's not going to work. You're going to need
assistance. You scan 8 different vegetables and all the stuff you're cooking for dinner tonight. And then the rest of the week's groceries.
You hit the button. Yeah. The light comes on. I need assistance. All right.
Oh, I hate that. I scan some cough medicine. It's oh, no, you can't. Sorry, wait for an assistant. Well, that defeats the whole goddamn purpose. Jesus.
Oh, man. Well, I guess D-Lo's never stepping in the store anymore.
Well, I am tomorrow.
You buying 500 Easter eggs is crazier than a turkey laying an egg at your house.
That's a crazy. It's a crazy Friday at the Barling compound.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine when the tooth fairy rolls through that place.
Oh, man.
Wow, I just got $1,000 for my tooth.
Or it'll be like,
is that too? Hey, Dames.
500.
Dames will be like, is that enough? Oh.
What is this? 500.
Oh. I'm figuring out kids at the age of 44. Like, I almost said, no, we're putting, I almost forgot the Easter Bunny does this stuff. Yeah. Like, mid conversation, I just stopped talking.
You're trying. That's all that matters.
Chronicles of a failed would-be parent. Y'all want content.
You get what you get and don't throw a fit.
See? At least someone out here has my back.
Oh, we got your back. We just
proud of stepdad vibes, it though. Is. It'll be a memory. Like, remember that time when D-Lo ordered 500 eggs?
It's a core memory.
I guess so. He's got it. Yeah, now it's documented.
The price of plastic eggs just went up because of D-Lo.
Yeah, man. Well, I don't know what you, if you don't want. Well, you got time. You can order. Amazon might have it by tonight.
Have what?
You want some new eggs?
I'm not doing that again. I'll go in the store for this.
No, just
I'm not.
Pay attention when you press quantity.
No, I'm sorry. When am I going to do that? Is it when I'm doing this show or when I'm doing the next show? Because when I'm doing the next show, I got to do 50 other things for Complex while we're doing that one.
No, well, look, I'm going to tell you this. It needs to be studied. How you can order anything from Amazon and it'll be there in 12 hours.
Oh, yeah.
How is that possible? How is that possible?
Bezos has a lot of money and controls a lot of things.
I can order an elbow guard for baseball, you know, a batter. I'll get it by tomorrow morning.
I'll look it up right now. What do you think the weirdest thing we could, not weirdest, but just the, no way, see if it'll come in tomorrow.
Tomorrow, like, Amazon. you could probably still hit the 5 to 10 window. Like, if we get in there within the next like 12 minutes, we can get into the 5 to 10 window.
Let me see. What can I a Yankees hat? A Yankees hat.
Oh, you get a Yankees hat? Easy.
Yeah, sorry.
No.
Okay.
That one only comes in before October.
Oh, what? Why?
Wow.
Why?
Wow.
Don't be disrespectful, bro.
Let's see if I can get Lakers championship shirt for Kenny.
Don't get nothing for me.
Let's see what it says. Can I get one here? Oh, now, soonest is Monday. Mm. I can get a fake Kobe Bryant jersey.
By tomorrow?
7 to 11.
How?
I don't know, bro.
So just at the warehouse in Rocklands, they just got fake Kobe jerseys in there? How?
I guess.
Nah, this needs to be studied, bro.
A fake autographed Luka Doncic jersey. I'm like, what do you even do these? Like, who orders this stuff? Amazon is crazy.
It's crazy, man. It's a crazy situation.
Who said if you lose a tooth at D-Lo's house, you get off-whites? I'm demanding to know who said that. Oh, man. This show
They lose a tooth at D-Lo's house. Ugh. High-top Dior's. What do I look like?
You know what? All of this is still better than talking about that basketball team.
Oh, man. And we'll be talking about them a lot, man. Yep. When do you think... You know, people were talking about not the official announcement that Scott Perry is the general manager. Is there a rule behind
Which
that? Because I don't
hasn't
know.
Hasn't been made, right?
No, it hasn't.
Right.
It
yeah,
hasn't
yeah.
been made. Is there a rule or something? Like, did New Orleans announce officially Joe Dumars yet? Or do you have to?
You think they just dump it on a playoff game?
Question.
I don't think the NBA would want it on a play.
Pelicans officially hired Joe Dumars.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
Man, I'm bad you just do it this weekend or something.
And I don't, like, it doesn't Easter. Look like.
It would be Monday or
not to rehash this, but is Scott going to give a press conference?
Well, because
normally Monty would talk.
I don't know where Kyle heard this from, but Kyle Renata says press conference is supposed to be on Tuesday.
For Scott? Yeah. Or for...
Well, that's a good point. It might be for Joe.
Okay, because I just checked my email. Maybe I'm not invited.
Well, isn't that the... what? Did you hear the story or the report, I guess, that Monty refused to do a press conference?
After...
Mike Brown.
No.
Because it supposedly wasn't his idea, right?
Yeah.
Well, that check, it makes sense. Like, it all, that check,
he should have been fired.
That completely checks out.
At that point, he should have been, well, they still have the trade deadline. But,
for not doing the press conference?
Yeah. And refusing to do it.
Yeah. Well,
all right, man. Or to your point, should have been fired the day after the trade deadline.
Yeah, right.
I get Monty not wanting to do it, I guess. But,
what's your job?
But it wasn't like you're going to take the heat for what your owner wanted to do.
That's your job.
Well, if you really want to do it, hey, whose idea was it to fire Mike? It was
Vivek. That too, yeah.
Yeah, you say that, or you go do your job.
I told you, I don't know that he was fired for being horrible or bad. Like, he was fired because he doesn't have a backbone. Or that's not why he was fired. He should have been fired because he doesn't have a backbone.
Well, I couldn't make deals because of Vivek. Couldn't make deals because of Wes. Couldn't make deals because Mike.
You literally can't do anything.
Yeah. Like, at some point,
let's approach this from a more positive standpoint, Monty. You tell me, what can you do? Don't say draft dog, because you drafted a player who couldn't play for 6 months.
You only draft players that are 29.
I was talking about with Kyle yesterday, so like for 3 years or whatever, like, you just couldn't be the GM. It was everyone else and not you. Like, you just couldn't do anything, I guess. That's what you're telling me.
And this goes back to what I always say, that it was everybody else's fault. Article was ready to go. Bro, you couldn't get nothing.
Every time.
Done. You couldn't handle it. You're the one that put, we were talking about this earlier, you put all these stupid first-round positions on a Kevin Herter trade. And that's done as much damage as anything to this franchise.
Kevin Herter has played a half season with his new basketball team, and we might finally pay off that deal this year.
You got fired, and we're still waiting to know if we got to hold on to that pick or not.
Bro,
you didn't even get to see the deal through.
The player you set all the parameters for is gone, and so are you, and we're still paying for it. Monty is essentially Vlade Part 2. paying for Vlade deals for years.
When I really sat down, because I know I defended Monty, and I still believe he did make some good moves. He did find some good ball players, but I'm kind
of one of them plays for the Pacers.
When I think about it, I'm more on your guys' side. This guy stunk. This guy was like, when I really kind of thought about it, like, this guy was no good. And once again, he'll go ahead and he'll blame it on somebody else. All right, whatever, dog.
Real quick, too, with the GM stuff. Mark Haynes, shout out Kyle Renata for tagging us. Mark Haynes tweeted that the introductory press conference for Scott Perry is tentatively scheduled for Tuesday.
Okay.
It's a tough word. Right
there. It's definitely tentative, because there's nothing in our email about it. Yeah. Or we're not invited to it.
Well, he's got sources, though.
Both of which are possible.
My boy Mark got sources.
He does. I was looking for Mark the other day. Was he I saw his videos. I didn't see him.
He was there. Him and Jeremiah were there with me and Lania when Monty got fired.
No.
And
shout out Jeremiah. That's my guy.
Yeah, and Alvin came hustling across the court with his ear to the phone. I said, oh.
No.
I said, oh, and then that's when Jake comes out of the tunnel. Oh, my God. Did you hear?
The best part about that is it's Jake. And you know he probably delivered that message with such great enthusiasm. Hoffa asked a great question. What lasts longer, the Kings pick to the Hawks or D'Lo using all 500 plastic eggs? No.
Kings or D'Lo will use all those eggs before we get the provisions off the
You know what angers me the most about all those eggs? The amount of space they would take up.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it's got to go back. No. Oh, we tried to, like, keep them.
Not in a box.
No, but where am I going to put it?
Just leave them here.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
Bring them here.
Doesn't Katie and them have a box of stuff in their studio?
No, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be.
That would be no.
Oh wait, now, no.
What are we cooking? What are we cooking? Now, what are we cooking?
What's the game? The
one delivered.
Yeah.
How could I turn this all into something that would piss Gavin off?
If they have a box that's closed, you just take out all the stuff they have in there and replace it with 500 Easter eggs.
Oh, that's a.
And when he goes, like, oh yeah, let's play a little game right now. Blah blah blah. Wait, there's 500 Easter eggs.
Or do like the NBA players and put it in his car.
Oh yeah, hey, let's just
okay.
Hey,
okay.
Fill the car up.
Hey, buy 500 more.
Hey,
buy 500 more.
I do it. I do it. Yeah, now we're cooking. Now we're cooking.
Welcome to the league, Rook.
Here, kid.
Oh man.
Yeah, now we're cooking. Yeah. Okay. Fill Gavin's car with plastic Easter eggs.
We have Amani Defender. Dirt says Keon was a huge win for Monty. It was. It was. That was a huge find for Monty.
And Monty's not an idiot.
No.
Like, he didn't, like, miss on every single thing that he did.
No. No. He just missed on a lot. He did. Like,
no, and I know
like,
that he did.
I like Monty. I like Monty.
I'm aware he did.
And Keon is one that I'll talk about.
Sing, I single, Kenny.
Man.
I see the vision of who Devin Carter might be. Like, I see it.
Let me ask the tough questions. Because you know what I didn't see this year? I didn't see none of you hoes circulating our draft day video around.
Mm. Which one?
The number one? Four overall pick in the draft, the Sacramento Kings select, Keegan Murray. Mm. Oh, no one had a reaction to that draft day video this year.
Should have took Shaden.
Oh, no one is as comfortable in the idea that Keegan is so much better than Jaden Ivey, than Shaden Sharp. Oh, that comfort level has gone to hell, huh? Mm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
No, you're right.
All right.
You own it. So, all right. Yeah, Monty, he just didn't do a good job. He didn't do a good job. He traded for Sabonis.
That was the hit, right?
I'm gonna give that as a hit. I'm gonna give it as a hit.
Let me ask a follow up to that. Mm. My confidence level is really high on this, but we don't know it for certain. It's hindsight, I get it. Is it a hit? Knowing Indiana asked for De'Aaron. And you said, how about Tyrese instead? Again, that's not 100% confirmed. We can say it with a strong level of confidence. Not saying it, just our opinion on this is strong. Is it still a hit where we are today? If Indiana said, hey, we'd like to trade DeMontis Sabonis for De'Aaron Fox.
My first thought is no, it's not a hit.
And I got a question on it being a hit today, too.
Go with it.
You traded for Sabonis. Tim and Fox were supposed to take you like to new heights and stuff like that. On April 18th, today, we've all realized, yeah, Sabonis is not that guy. Are we sure that's a hit?
That's a fair question. That's a fair question.
Sabonis was not franchised and all that. Like we know that now in hindsight.
And in the chat, Dirk, he says that's not true. Indiana did not want Fox.
You're right. I'm gonna trust Dirk.
Yeah,
I'm gonna trust Dirk over what we've been told.
Dirk, I think you're a noob. So let me.
There's nothing wrong with being a noob. For the record.
He might be new to the game, so I'm just letting you know, we don't just be talking, bro. Mm. We don't just be talking.
Mm.
That's all I'm going to say. We don't just say anything just to say anything. And unless you know the same people or you know higher people than we do, which you may, I don't know who you are, but we don't just be talking. That's
to
all
be
I'm
clear,
saying.
We heard this years ago and never touched it. Then the right person said it to us, and it was like, really? Mm. Ran it past our friend WCW. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Huh. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's not a hit. Maybe it's not a hit. I'm trying to be fair to Monty.
I don't think, but I don't want to talk about DeMontis Sabonis like he's trash.
It's not that. It's just about you traded him for a reason.
So, okay.
And he was supposed to take you somewhere and you never got there
at
all.
You're right. Let me ask this. Is Tyrese a one?
No.
Okay. So, Jesse?
He's a two. He's a two, I think. I don't know.
He's not a one.
Well, who's the one on that team?
Siakam. And I don't even know if Siakam's a one, but Siakam's their best player.
Yeah, he's not a one. Tyrese is not a one. I'll say that. I think he's at least he's a two, though, I think.
But.
So is it that big of a deal?
Here's the thing.
Like they made a better post-trade move with Siakam than Sacramento did.
But here's the deal, and this is why it's tough, because when you talk about you dive into the minutia of it all, I do believe Tyrese would have never did what De'Aaron did.
Yeah.
And that's not to say De'Aaron was wrong or nothing like that. I don't think Tyrese would have done that. Tyrese wouldn't have put you in that situation. And I don't think he would have left. He could have went through the same things and would have been just as frustrated or whatever. I think De'Aaron's a better player. I've always thought that. I'm going to continue to think that. But when somebody brought that up, I think it was James or something. I think he's right on that. I don't think Tyrese would have done that. Could be wrong. That's just a hunch, though.
What do we think the franchise would be in a different position if Tyrese was here with Domas? I mean, God, that's hard. I mean, obviously, he'd still be here.
I'll say no, because then I got to count on Monty to make moves that he just never did to begin with. Who's to say Mike Brown tells him no or something or whatever? Like, is Monty McNair going to change who he is as a GM or his philosophies and stuff like that? Like, maybe in theory you'd think, yeah, like, hopefully, but you made a move, and I don't even hate the Sabonis trade and keeping Fox, that you just, like Dame said, never did anything after that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say they don't do anything after Tyrese and Sabonis, too?
That's fair, too. Rich Wright. I don't think he's a noob. He just don't be paying.
Oh, Rich definitely isn't.
You don't know that, Casey. 7-plus years wears on you. How many times have I said, I don't know if he would have or not? I'm not saying anything as fact. I'm telling you, I don't believe Tyrese would have left.
Oh, okay.
So the fact is, you don't know that, Casey. I said I don't know that.
Will you stop yelling at everybody?
People don't be listening, man. They just say whatever, man. Instead of typing, just listen. Hit the 10-second back button real quick to make sure you heard what you thought you heard.
Y'all are doing just fine. We appreciate you so much. Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
I completely forgot we're airing the Ice Cube interview on the other station, which means we're okay. Complex, we're fine. I know Complex is listening. We're fine, Complex. We'd be better off talking about turkeys right now. Complex would understand our conversation about turkeys. He has no idea what we're discussing right now as it pertains to De'Aaron Fox, DeMontis Sabonis, and Tyrese Halliburton.
Me and Kyle tried getting Complex to talk about sports the other day.
How'd that go?
It went how you'd think.
Yep.
Told Kyle he needs to have Complex on the inside. It's like a couple-minute Complex does sports, like Friday segment or something. Just give some like Complex something to watch and have him describe it. It's hilarious.
Complex will not watch it.
For content.
He'll be the first to tell you people were texting him like, all right, 5 minutes. So he knew when to turn on the Super Bowl halftime performance. Because he wasn't going to watch. He wasn't going to watch the Super Bowl. Good callback here by Soren. You losers aren't invited to my turkey drive.
D-Lo's got his own turkey drive now.
Yeah, I do.
Tie it all together. These Kings are not invited to Jazz's next turkey drive, I'm sure.
But the turkeys are. The actual turkeys are invited.
That was really for Marvin Bagley that time. Marvin was still here.
She called it 12:02. Poor Jesse didn't know what to do. Like, hey, Jazz is on the phone. Like, you better put it through.
She don't even like the Kings.
It was apparent that day. Goodness gracious.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess we got a whole off season ahead of us, man. We can talk about LaMelo and Zion and Ja and our Lord and Savior, Mason Plumlee. Shout out to Leezy. Great work today, Leezy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Eddie, Kyle, James, all for joining us. Shout out to Katie from the Wake Up Call, to the turkeys and to the 500 eggs. We appreciate y'all so much for being with us. We appreciate you for being with us this season. Obviously, we ain't going nowhere. We're daily. We are here every single day, whether there are Kings news are happening or not. Our show isn't short because we don't have anything to talk about. We're here for 4 hours every single day, and now we're headed to the fun part of the job. We're going to flip over to 102.5 Flashback Friday if y'all want to come hang out. If not, we'll see you here Monday, beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Gigantes!